Jason Attard. Recently arrived from Malta. Jason Attard, please go to airport information.
Interestingly enough, I'm at the information booth. I've arranged to meet up with Philip Hughes, one of four chaplains at Gatwick Airport, the largest single runway airport in the world, 30 million passengers a year, almost 30,000 staff. But enough of the statistics. Why on earth does an airport need a chaplain?
I had actually flown from Gatwick for 10 years as a passenger, and even as a Christian, even as a church minister, even I had no idea that chaplains were in places like this, or in fact that ministry was taking place. Over the past 5 years, I've certainly learned that we are very valuable commodities in a secular world where we can offer spiritual guidance and prayer and actually have this opportunity to be alongside people in their workplace and to share something of the gospel with them.
True enough, in various airports around the world, I'd noticed signs pointing to a chapel or a place of prayer. Gatwick actually has two, one in each terminal. The one I'm in now has been there 27 years. It's a multi-purpose, multi-faith room. The four chaplains represent different branches of the Christian faith, but opportunity is there for prayer, whatever faith you have. I missed the announcement due to my enthusiastic conversation with Philip, but thankfully anyway, he guided me to a midday service.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus.
Kevin is an older man near retirement. As a priest, he worked in education both in England and Peru. He's been in parish ministry, but now he gets great satisfaction from wandering the corridors of the airport. After all, he says, what threat can an old man like me be?
I can't go out into the chapel there, particularly on the weekends, without being so grateful that I belong to an international communion, because there's practically every race and nation there in laughing and talking to each other. I find that very stimulating.
This is a very transient community and a place where people are arriving and leaving all the time, and you don't have that stability really which a church in a parish has. But to be actually in the world of work, in the workplace, visiting people at work is totally different to visiting people in a parochial setting. People have no idea about what we do. And a lot of them think that we're just here for office hours, sort of your 9 till 5 Monday to Friday and that's it. But we're on 24-hour call. There's no actual normal routine. There's no typical sort of day. What we're here to do is to befriend staff, to look after passengers in distress. One of the most traumatic times that we had was when the victims of the Uganda massacre were brought back in their coffins, and relatives and friends came to meet the coffins, and I had to put on a memorial service for them, and so it was their opportunity to actually just be with their loved ones, in a terribly traumatic time.
Linda is a student on study placement. She's chosen to follow Philip in the course of his duties. How does she see the value of an airport chaplain?
I think the key is that they are here and available to the people for God. It kind of reminds me of when Jesus was on earth. He spent a lot of time just walking about, and then all of a sudden there'd be a leper at his feet, or a lady touching the edge of his robe, or someone saying, can you come, can you come? And it's a little bit like that for the chaplains. When you said, oh, they spend all their days walking about saying hi, in a sense they do. That in itself can be quite stressful, because you don't know who you're saying hi to and you don't know what response you're going to get. But then suddenly you find someone who's flying out to a lawsuit and needs you to pray with them. You find an alcoholic who's in trouble, being abusive and needs help. You find someone whose marriage is breaking up and needs some help and advice and support. You find all sorts of people suddenly facing you, so you have to be available for God to minister, to care, and you have to put up with the times when you spend all day saying hi.
Philip will tell you there's no normal routine to the airport chaplain's life. But there is one important part for which he must be prepared. but which he hopes will never happen.
One of the major reasons why we're here is as an emergency response unit in the case of a major disaster with an aircraft. So you will have your emergency services, your police, your fire, your ambulance and airport terminal management, but in a major emergency you need Christian ministers, and it's part of my job to do actually coordinate the chaplaincy call-out response team.
But emergency aside, Philip spends his time building bridges, lending a listening ear, sharing in regular services, and just being a presence to the workers and passengers alike.
We are so well received. Yeah, people are not necessarily religious or Christian or church-going people, but they're still pleased to see us and pleased just to say hello, and because we're showing an interest in them. It's actually the church reaching out to them, and it really works. There's something special about ministry in this place.
Not a normal ministry, but perhaps one that is more important than we think. That, at least, is what Linda believes after spending a month in airport ministry.
Every day there are services, Christian worship services, and every day prayer is offered for the staff and for the passengers and for the airport. And I do believe that that amount of prayer is valuable here. I think it just makes a big contribution that is hidden, and most people wouldn't realise it. But God wants to be involved and is involved, and I think that aspect is very important.